From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in northern Iraq for talks with Kurdish leaders on expanding the battle against the Islamic State. Carter arrived at the Erbil airport today to be greeted by Deputy Prime Minister of Iraq's Autonomous Kurdish Region. The Iraqi Kurds have emerged as a key ground force in the U.S.-led fight against Islamic State. On Wednesday, Carter, in meetings in Baghdad, offered to speed up U.S. involvement to defeat the group.
The United States is willing to do more to support the Iraqi security forces in that mission. I emphasize that to Prime Minister Abadi. I also emphasize to him that I was working with other coalition partners to get them to up their contributions.
On the ground today, Carter told reporters the Kurdish Peshmerga have performed very well, saying they've been what we look for in all of this conflict, as capable, motivated forces who can defeat ISIL and govern territory as appropriate. The African Union is demanding an end to violence in Burundi, saying it will not allow the country to descend into genocide. The AU Peace and Security Council is concerned political violence in that country could trigger a civil war, with the type of ethnic conflict that led to mass killings in neighboring Rwanda in 1994. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power on Thursday.
As difficult as the conditions are for the Burundian people, and as much as fear has gripped the capital and those other towns that have been marred by violence, there's something equally disturbing in a way going on, which is that there is no dialogue and there's insufficient contingency planning. Many council members are very eager to see the pace of contingency planning by the UN accelerated.
U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power. This is VOA News. Taiwan is reacting to the announcement of a U.S. arms deal with Taiwan. On Wednesday, the State Department notified Congress of the proposed sale, which was met with jubilation in Taipei. But Beijing is expressing outrage to American officials. Ralph Jennings reports for VOA from Taipei.
The State Department plans to sell Taiwan two guided missile frigates, 36 amphibious assault vehicles, and more than 1,200 missiles worth $1.83 billion. Congress has 30 days to review the proposed sale. But China's deputy foreign minister summoned a U.S. envoy in Beijing to express stern opposition. China sees self-ruled Taiwan as part of its territory and has asked the rest of the world to avoid selling weapons to the island. Senior Taiwan legislator Tsai Ji-nong says Beijing knows the island still wants peaceful ties. Tsai says stability and peace in Taiwan-mainland China relations is a common goal. He says Taipei is not getting ready to start a war, just protecting Taiwan's safety. Ralph Jennings for VOA News, Taipei.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he wants to develop better ties with the U.S. next year, no matter who wins the upcoming presidential election. In his annual news conference with reporters, Putin said regarding Syria, the Russian military operation will continue until a political process starts in that country, and that the Syrian people must determine who rules the country. On Turkey, which recently shot down a Russian warplane, Putin said he sees no possibility of overcoming the strained ties with the current Turkish leadership, and further that he was shocked Turkey hadn't tried to explain its action but turned to help from NATO instead. Ukraine says it will suspend trade with Russian-occupied Crimea by mid-January. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said Wednesday the ban will begin in 30 days, beginning affecting everything but humanitarian aid. Last year's annexation of Crimea by Russia plunged relations between Kiev and Moscow into a crisis, deepened by a rebellion after pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. Global investors today welcomed the U.S. bank's decision to raise interest rates for the first time since the 2000 global financial crisis began. In a long-expected move, the Federal Reserve Wednesday raised its main interest rate by a quarter percentage point. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen said it was time for such an action.
The committee expects that economic conditions will evolve in a manner that will warrant only gradual increases in the federal funds rate. The federal funds rate is likely to remain for some time below levels that are expected to prevail in the longer run.
Policymakers increased the key rate by a quarter of a percentage point, pushing it up from nearly zero due to improving economic conditions. And Yellen says there will likely be more such rate hikes in 2016. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.